are separated from their brothers and sisters. The CREATE Foundation is looking into strategies to help ensure children remain in contact with family members when they're removed from the home. According to the study, staying in contact with their siblings is often more important than keeping in touch with their parents. Sarah Farnsworth reports.
Russ hasn't seen his brother since he was moved into a group home when he was 14.
I lived with him for about 2 years in a placement, and I haven't seen my younger brother since that placement broke down about 6 years ago.
Mary and her half-sister were also separated when they ended up in foster care.
My sister sort of came with me. We were placed at the same place for about a week. I don't think they really took into consideration how separating us would actually have an emotional / psychological effect on both of us. Certainly on me.
They are two of more than 1,000 people interviewed as part of the CREATE Foundation's research, looking into the needs of young people in out-of-home care. Of the children surveyed, 35% were separated from their brothers and sisters, who were also in care. And in only 29% of cases, did they live with all of their siblings. The Foundation's CEO, Jackie Reed, says the separation can have a profound effect even years later, when they become adults.
Siblings are incredibly important as you're growing up. They're something that you take for granted if you're in a family where you were together. But when you're separated, there's that sense for children, young people in care, that there's something that they don't belong. That sense of separation can be anxiety-inducing.
And do a lot of them manage to reconnect with their brothers and sisters outside of care?
Well, certainly they express to us that they want to, but as you can imagine, for the kids to try and work with the system when they're out of care and their siblings are in care, they're often very powerless, and often if that is, you know, that bond is not established, they could be going across regions. I mean, we're not just talking that they're in the next suburb, sometimes they're quite separated.
The research also showed that most of the children cared more about staying in touch with their brothers and sisters than their parents.
And often the older siblings in particular are very protective of the younger siblings, so it's very important for them to have that positive bond, and often it's just not quite the same with their parents.
So what kind of strategies can be put in place to ensure that children who are placed in out-of-home care remain with at least part of their family?
Just the pure logistics of finding placements for kids that come from large families are particularly challenging. Very hard to keep them together when you've got a system that's very much overburdened, and trying to have a vacancy within a foster care home to take all of the siblings. But I think what we need to do is have the end goal in mind all the time, which is to reunite as much as possible.
Jackie Reed from the CREATE Foundation, ending that report by Sarah Farnsworth.